We are doing Tayag Mitzvot, and in the Tayag Mitzvot we're up to the concept of a person getting together with his wife. So before a couple is going to be intimate, so a person should have in mind that he's about to perform the biblical mitzvah of procreation. The Torah tells us we have a biblical mitzvah to have children. And we also have a biblical prohibition of withholding that intimate time from one's wife. The Torah says, even if one takes more than one wife, and even if one of the wives is from a lower part of society, initially she was a maid in the household, nonetheless he has an obligation to give her the same treatment that every wife deserves, which encompasses she'er, ksus, and ona. And the word ona means spending the time, having intimate time with his wife. And intimate time is defined in halacha depending on what a person's profession is. He has a minimum amount of time each week, or sometimes it could be each month, depending if his job requires him to travel. There's a minimum amount of time every person has to spend with his wife, and that's the minimum she needs in order to feel that he loves her, and that's part of what a husband owes his wife within a marriage.
So is that determined by her or someone?
Well, so there are all kinds of determining factors. The first determining factor is his job. Meaning if his job requires him to be out of town all month, so then he might only have to be with his wife once a month, because that's how often he's home. If he's a sailor and he comes home once a year, so then you can't force him to do it more than once a year. She knew she was marrying a sailor. But if he's a guy who works in town and he's home every night and he doesn't have too much work, so then it could be that he's obligated to twice a week or more. Now that's the minimum. Any time that a wife wants to be intimate with her husband, if he's around, he has a biblical mitzvah to be intimate with her. Any time that a husband is leaving on a journey, so before he leaves he has a mitzvah to be with his wife, provided that they're permitted to be together, and when he returns. So there are different applications. When a woman goes to mikveh that night, there's a biblical obligation for them to be together. There are different instances when the halacha says there's a biblical mitzvah for a couple to be together. Notice this is a mitzvah, and that's what he's saying here. That when a couple get together, so the husband should have in mind he's fulfilling two mitzvot d'oraita, two biblical mitzvah. One is to procreate, and the other is that within the marriage he owes this to his wife. The Torah says he's not allowed to withhold that from his wife. When a couple is living together the way the Torah wants, one of the things that they're doing is they're also fulfilling the biblical commandment of staying away at the time that the woman is within her cycle and after her cycle till she gets to the mikveh. At that time we refer to the woman as being a nida, and the Torah tells us that a couple is allowed to be together throughout the month, and we said there are different times when they're supposed to be together, other times it's up to them however they want. But at times when we anticipate the period is going to come, that's what's called prisha samuch leveset. At those times, a couple have to stay away. What are those times? So we take 3 days. We say we take 30 days from her last period. We say 30 days from that time, the couple have to stay away. They have to assume the average woman's cycle is about 30 days. We take the day of the month, which is almost always the same as the 30 days from then, meaning the average woman sees on the same day of the month. The Jewish calendar, meaning if she saw on Beis Teves, we say on if she saw on Beis Nisan, we say Beis Iyar, they have to hold back. And we also take the last gap. We say how much time passed between her last period and the one before it. Let's say her last cycle took her 25 days. So 25 days after this period, they also have to refrain. Other than that, they're supposed to be together once she has her period. So then the couple are prohibited from touching or being together or a lot of things until she goes to the mikveh. She is a nida and they are prohibited. So all of this are biblical mitzvot that we fulfill when we live a life of purity, when we live life the way the Torah wants us. Another aspect of living a holy life is that the Torah prohibits a man from going with a prostitute. Anytime a man and a woman are going to have a relations without a proper marriage, that constitutes an act of prostitution. The Torah says, if a guy and a girl go together and he didn't do kiddushin, he didn't do nisuin, he doesn't take any responsibility for this woman. It's a one-night stand, or it's a one-month stand, or it's a five-year stand. But at the end of the day, there's nothing connecting them permanently. The Torah says that's prostitution. So the Torah wants us to lead lives of holiness. Lives of holiness are lives where we do have relations, we do build a home, but we do it in a proper way, we do it with a proper intent, we do it with a proper care, and with a proper responsibility.